97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. We may have had heavy rainfall and severe weather last week, but 50 wildfires still burned over 150 acres across the state. This week's dry forecast, low humidity, and breezy conditions, along with a significant number of downed trees from last week's storms, add to the increased risk of wildfire. The DNR recommends taking flood-damaged debris to your local transfer station for proper disposal. The spring fire season is underway. The DNR asks the public to check fire danger and burn permit restrictions before burning anything outdoors. Residents in the town of Rome should know that there is no spring brush pickup, only in the fall. If you have brush piled by the road, you have until May 18th to remove it from the right-of-way. You may be subject to citation if the brush isn't removed from the right-of-way by Monday, May 18th. The Wisconsin River at Portage nearly reached the highest water level on record last week. The river peaked at 20.47 feet, while the record is 20.66 feet. The DNR says the high water impacted several areas of the Caledonia-Lewiston levee and prompted the evacuation of the Black Hawk neighborhood. They're continuing to monitor water levels, and some roads will remain closed for public safety. Because of the prolonged duration of floodwaters in residential areas, Columbia County Health and Human Services is offering well water testing for impacted wells. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will join municipalities across the country to light the night for fallen firefighters beginning on Sunday, April 26th. The downtown bridges will be lit red to honor fallen firefighters and their families from April 26th through Memorial Weekend. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me. And, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency. And that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. a great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, barely a breeze with a high right around 71 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, will drop to 38 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.